We will look once again at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3. Proverbs 15, verse 3, as we confess our sins, we'll meditate on this passage. Proverbs 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." This is God's word. This verse is either one of the most terrifying facts of life or the most comforting facts of life. To know that the Lord's eye is everywhere, at all times, in all places, for the saints is a great comfort. But for the sinner in rebellion on the run, this is a terrifying verse. And as we consider the situation with our brother Josh Peppard and his family today, we're reminded that our Lord knows where he is at, where his boys are at, where that pilot is at. His eyes are everywhere. And so as we pray to him, we come to one who is able to do these things, who is able to save and rescue, and who knows all things. That is a great comfort to us. But let's think about these two groups. Let's begin with the group that's on the run, playing hide and seek from the Lord, the evil that's described in this passage. Why does the fool in Psalm 14 say, "There is no God"? It's because the fool doesn't want there to be a God. If God exists, then he is accountable to that God, and that God knows everything and sees everything. You don't get away with anything when it comes to this God. And you've observed the hostility of our culture when it comes to bringing out the name of God, speaking about his holiness, his judgment, even his love in the gospel, which speaks a lot to our need, and they don't want to hear that either. Sinners spend all their time suppressing the knowledge of God, and they definitely don't like it when you go keep pointing to the elephant in the room and say, "There's a really big elephant here," and you're trying to ignore it. They don't like that. And people have an interest in suppressing this knowledge. There's a lot at stake in that suppression. And that's why it is so disliked when you bring it out like that. They're banking their entire way of life on this idea that God doesn't exist and will not hold them accountable. Because if he does exist and he knows all things and he has the power to bring them into judgment, that's a very scary thing. Consider how this is so different from the civil government of our land. The civil government of our land cannot see everything that happens. They cannot stop every crime. They cannot police everything. But God can. He's omniscient. He knows all things. He's omnipresent. He is everywhere. And he will bring all deeds into judgment, as the Word of God tells us. And as children, we grew up playing hide and seek. We all remember playing hide and seek. Perhaps some of us still do with our children. And you always wanted to find that one spot where you would not be discovered. You had a unique pleasure when you found that spot and everybody's passing back and forth in front of you and above you and they can't find you. You found the perfect spot. You outwitted the seeker with that hiding spot that you found. And so it is with sinners. They're trying to find a place where they can hide from others and ultimately also hide from God. Trying to find that place where those things cannot be found out. And sinners do a good job sometimes of hiding their sins from other people, but the Lord knows all things. There's a reason that Jean-Paul Sartre, the philosopher, said in his play, "Hell is other people." He said that because he knew that if other people were around, they could keep you from doing what you want to do. They could limit your freedom. But Jean-Paul Sartre had a much bigger problem to deal with than people. He was trying to ignore the reality of God, but God is the one that he should be worried about because the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the good and the evil. So that is the horror of God's presence on one hand for the sinner in rebellion against God, but then for us, brothers and sisters, there is the comfort of God's presence. God's infinite presence, his all-seeing eye, is a comfort to us, a strengthening of faith to us. Because we stand in Christ Jesus, there is therefore now no condemnation for us, and we can stand before his all-seeing eye without being afraid of the judgment that we would be under otherwise. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd." It describes the intimate presence of God with his people. Just like a shepherd, he stays close to the sheep. He guards them. He brings them to those pastures where they can get the food they need. He gives them the water they need. He is the good shepherd. Psalm 139 also describes the comfort of God's presence when it says, "Where can I go from your spirit?" Or, "Where can I flee from your presence?" And he doesn't want to go from God's spirit. He doesn't want to flee from God's presence. "If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell on the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me." And the psalmist is comforted by this fact that God formed him in the womb of his mother and has brought him to the very present day, always with him. And so as we look at the words of our text again, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." Our God, brothers and sisters, is a God at hand. He is near each and every one of us, and he cares for his sheep. And so if we do not have to hide from this God, and we can't hide from this God, then we ought to turn away from any hide-and-seek games when it comes to the Lord. And what is a hide-and-seek game for us? It's when we won't confess our sins. It's when we say, as David did in Psalm 32, "I'm not going to confess my sins. I'm going to hold this in." But then he says, "It was as if my bones were dried up. I could not stand holding on to this." And then he says, "I acknowledge my sin and I confess these things to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. And therefore, let everyone who is godly call upon you in a time when you may be found." And so, brothers and sisters, we do not play the hide-and-seek game as sinners in rebellion against God. We don't have to play hide-and-seek. We come to a God who promises to forgive us of our sins, and a God that we can't hide from anyway. You cannot successfully hide from God. Hebrews 4:13 says of our Lord Jesus, "There is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account." And we can be open, we can be naked before him and say, "This is who I am, Lord. Forgive me. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness." We know we're forgiven and we can receive this forgiveness once again. So let us go in prayer to the God who sees all, who knows all, and through Christ forgives all. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are the God who sees us. This is a great comfort to us because we know that in Christ we can be seen by you without fear of judgment. We do not have to run away and try to hide, as Adam and Eve did in the garden. Teach us, Lord, to live as those aware of your eye at all times, aware of your presence, living before you. Comfort us in times of difficulty also, that we would, in those times, that we would know you are the great shepherd who cares for us, who sees all things, who anticipates all things before we even can. Guard us also in times of temptation, that when those times come, we'll remember your all-seeing eye, that you are with us and you see the challenge that we face, and that we would turn away from those temptations. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.